Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Unlock your engine's full potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, removing up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Rejuvenate your engine's performance and discover unbound capabilities. Fuel up at Shell today and download the Shell app for added benefits. Plus, with the Fuel Rewards app, start saving on every fill-up. As a Platinum member, enjoy 10 cents off per gallon daily. Just six fill-ups with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus can elevate you to a Platinum status. Fuel up at Shell and unleash your engine's true power with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
They call it social distancing, a concept that some members of the Dan Patrick Show have been practicing for years.
I remember this girl going, "Gross, get away from me."
Some members of the show struggle giving people personal space.
I think we all need to hug as often as possible. Yeah. During the breaks, after the show, before the show. That's
no, never with you, ever.
But with recent events, it's important to remember that the Dan Patrick Show is available with no human interaction.
None.
No. No.
So listen on your radio,
via podcast,
or even youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
A safe place to go.
Dan Patrick.
Welcome to The Dan Patrick Show. Temporarily not working from home or the studio. Basically, what I'm saying is Dan Patrick is off today.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Studios in Los Angeles.
In for Dan Patrick.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for filling in, too. The reaction has been great.
Is Jason Smith and Rob Parker.
Final hour of the show. Welcome inside The Dan Patrick Show. Dan and the Danettes, a planned week off. Everything is good. They'll be back next week, this week of vacation planned before everything went crazy in the United States with the coronavirus. Jason Smith and Rob Parker in for them today. As look, we're all every day trying to get used to what life is like here, and every day is something new and different. And, you know, I mean, I think a couple of things we've learned over the course of the show tonight, Rob, is that nobody is going to quit what they're doing for a living and becoming a teacher after it's all said and done. Because,
no.
Look, if you have a child at home and you're trying to do lessons at home, look, my daughter's 11 and she's doing Zoom lessons every day with her class. And I'm so lucky. She's got a great teacher. And, you know, she gets to see her classmates and goes through, an, you know, an hour and a half of lessons in the morning and then another hour and a half in the afternoon. And it's really awesome. I can't imagine what it must be like if you had to try to teach your kids certain things. You know, we had Darren Revelle on earlier in the show, and he said, I'm doing kindergarten stuff with my kids and trying to cut stuff out and figure out what a day is like. And, you know, I think everybody is going to be very happy when we can get back to normal and kids can go back to school, because it's got to be really tough if you're trying to figure out how to teach your kids stuff every single day.
No doubt about it, Jason. I don't have any kids, but I'm question to you, is your daughter at 11, where is her level of what's going on here. Hey, dad and mom, where's her line of questioning? When am I going back to school? When can I play with my friends? Is that what you're getting, or does she, you know, fully grasp what's happening?
She gets it. Obviously with the kids, you want to keep away the fact of how serious coronavirus can be. There's no cure for it. There's, you know, we have to ride it out.
Scare her,
no,
right?
but she knows, look, we don't lie to her. And we just, you know, sometimes you just omit certain truths, but we don't lie to her. We said, listen, coronavirus is something you can get really sick. And, you know, in the beginning, you know, we told us, listen, if you're really old, if you're in ill health, you know, you could die. And she's always had a pretty good head on her shoulders when it comes to stuff we tell her and not freaking out about things that, you know, may not be things she wants to hear.
Right.
But we told, listen, it's unfortunate you can't see your friends right now. It's about social distancing and you have to stay away so you don't get sick. And we tell her that so she doesn't get sick. And that's really the main thing. And she's been okay. She's been able to FaceTime with her friends, which she's liked doing. We've been able to do things outside, have social distancing time where she can get together with her friends, where, you know, if they stay 10 feet apart, they can draw in the driveway. Because, you know, it's still really nice out every day here
exactly.
in LA.
Exactly, right. The weather's great. So you don't want to be cooped up in the house the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, you can't run around and play like you normally have. But if you're 10 feet away and we're on the driveway and you're drawing with each other and, you know, hanging out and talking, you know, that's okay enough. So it's been an adjustment for her. Obviously, it's been an adjustment for all of us. But, you know, she's been pretty good with it. And anytime she has a question about it, you know, we ask her. And you know, she asks and we tell her. But it's, you know, it's been, hey, she kind of has a pretty good handle on coronavirus and what it is. And, you know, so far, you know, every, you know, who knows? Tomorrow may be the day. Hey, so-and-so said that this happens with coronavirus. All right, well, now we have to have this kind of conversation.
Right.
Because, you know, you never know what the friends are going to say. That's the big thing.
No, right. And that's why I was wondering just about how the kids are dealing with it. Because I know it can't be easy, especially during that age. You want your friends are your world. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Her friends are her world. She plays soccer, too.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that, you know, there's no soccer. So there's a lot of stuff that's changed for her. So I'm glad she's handling it.
You know, and it's funny because when someone says to me, you know, hey, what sport can't you wait to come back? Like, what are you missing? And, you know, kind of conversation Doug Gottlieb and I had yesterday, you know, what are we missing more? And I'm missing more of the NCAA tournament this week than I'm missing Major League Baseball. It's different things. But when I think of, hey, when this is over, what do I want to see first? And I think about what sports would I want to see. I always come back to the same thing. I want to go and watch my daughter play soccer. I mean, even because I coach her in softball, too, and I don't know that softball's going to come back just because eventually the season's going to end and we're going to get into the summer and kids are going to go to camp. But soccer, the season she's in right now, is postseason, and so they can have tournaments in June and July and August. So if we get back to somewhat normal life by then, she can conceivably play soccer in June, July, and August with her team that she's been playing with. And that's what I think of this thing, and I can't wait to go out to a game and watch her play. And that's what I think of more than thinking of any of the professional sports coming back.
Yeah. No, I get that. That totally makes sense. I'm missing baseball, you know, really bad. You know my love for baseball. In fact, I have a new podcast that just dropped this morning on the Herd Podcast Network.
It's all about the Mets, right? Isn't your whole thing?
No,
that's what it is?
No, it's not all about the Mets because, you know, I just had my ode to opening day.
Yeah.
But it's the Inside the Parker, if you want to look it up or subscribe or join in. It's an all Major League Baseball podcast that comes out normally when things are normal every week during baseball season. But I have a special edition one that's out that just dropped today. So if you want to take a look, you know, and take a listen, please do.
All right, you didn't hesitate because you couldn't remember the name of it, did you? I was trying
to
help you.
I did for a minute.
Did you really forget the name?
Unbelievable, man.
I got this great podcast. What's it called?
I couldn't remember the name of it. Inside the Parker. How could I not remember that?
I don't see.
Maybe because it should have started weeks ago. But that's it.
I got a great podcast. What's it called?
Whatchamacallit. Yes.
It's the show.
That was one of those moments.
The show about the thing. This is what
it's a podcast about nothing, you know?
How do I search for it? Oh, I don't know. I can't even. I don't know.
I have no idea.
When you open up iTunes, it's just right there, and it'll just come up and pop up right to you. But you know, it's fun that you talk about content because one of the big stories that's come out this morning is that the ESPN documentary Last Dance on the final season of the Chicago Bulls has been moved up, and it's going to air in April. It's a 10-part series. It's now starting April 19th. The move was announced earlier today on Good Morning America. This is because fans really want more sports programming while sports are on hold. And this gets me into what we've seen the past couple of weeks in the world of broadcast sports with there no being live sports. And many networks are defaulting to, we're going to show classic games, right? Here's an NCAA tournament game from 2010. Here's Duke Butler. You know, here's this game. Here's something from, 2007. You know, Fox is doing some former Super Bowls. They're going to start running them on Sundays during the day. And I get that, but I don't know that the classic games is where I would be focusing programming on. Because for me, look, just because 15 people in your feed are saying, oh my God, I'm watching this classic game on wherever right now, it doesn't mean that people are really inhaling that. It's really about documentaries, and it's about streaming shows, and this is where people are going for entertainment. Look, what are you hearing the most people are defaulting to when it comes to what they're doing now? What are you streaming on Netflix, right? Tiger King, you can't go 5 minutes without someone talking about Tiger King somewhere. Or another show. What are the best shows that I can stream? And people are picking up new shows and all the time, because it's what we're going to be doing while we're, at home and doing the self-quarantine. And that's, I think, what people want. Give me something I haven't seen. Give me a documentary about a big sports team or something else. Because normally, would this sports documentary have this kind of interest level? No, there'd be interest level in it because, as you see, when something new comes out, whether it's a sports doc on Andre the Giant or Ric Flair, hey, it gains a lot of attention. But that's where we are as a society now. We like the documentaries and you see the true crime podcasts that are doing well and all the other streaming shows, reality shows that are out there. This is where we're at. So if I'm a network, I program more things like this than here's a classic game from earlier on from 10, 15 years ago. Because if I really wanted to see Duke Butler 2010, I can go online and I can see the last 5 minutes of the game anytime I want to. I can go watch Gordon Hayward missing the shot and then missing from half court and Coach K making a ridiculous decision to have Zubek miss a free throw. I mean, I can see that anytime I want to, but it's got to be something new. We're going forward, not going back. I mean, I don't know where you are with this. Are you watching the classic games or what are you doing?
I disagree with you, and I hear your point that stuff is all available and you could go to it whenever you want. It's kind of like The Wizard of Oz, right? You could go on, and what do I have, Voodoo? What is it called?
Hulu.
No. The video where you go and you put your own movies in, and then I can go and access rather than having the CD in my house. It's called VUDU.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying something you do when we're not around. Okay.
No. That's not true.
Okay. Brady voodoo doll, because I know you would have one. You would have that Tom Brady voodoo doll.
No
sticking
doubt
pins in it wherever you want.
No doubt about it. But you know what I'm talking about, where you go and you can watch your own movie. So,
Are you talking about TikTok?
No, it's called Voodoo.
Okay.
VUDU.
All right.
Okay. But. All right. Even though I have that and I could go watch The Wizard of Oz whenever I want, when it's on broadcast television or cable, I always stop to watch it. There's something different about it than just, going whenever you want arbitrarily. So the idea that these games are on and they put on an interesting game and I'm flipping around makes me want to watch it more than just randomly. So I do get that. If there's a game 6 of the 1986 World Series, I covered that game. I was there. I saw the ball go through Bill Buckner's legs. But if the game was on, I would actually watch it more so than I would go back. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I think it's a difference between a movie and a game you know the result for, because you're watching the movie to be entertained all the way through. If you're picking up, when Shawshank is on or when Top Gun is on or any kind of, I'm into it till the end because I'm entertained all the way by it. I mean, if there's a great game do I want to see the end? Do I want to see a specific spot? Am I going to watch this entire game just to get to that? Or would I tune in at the very end? So I think it's a little bit different for entertainment and movies than it is for sporting events.
Yeah, I'm okay. I think, you know, I get it. The Classic Network never really, I guess, is it still around? ESPN's Classic? I wouldn't just arbitrarily watch just any old game, but certain games have an attraction to me, and if it was on, I would watch. So I'm in that group. It's not like I'm watching that, so I'm just sitting around on the couch and just watching every old game that shows up. But I think there are some, and the same thing, it doesn't have to be new content. Have you ever heard of a thing called MeTV? Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I heard of MeTV.
Okay, MeTV. They show nothing but old sitcoms. and it's old TV shows, not all sitcoms, but old TV shows. Perry Mason's been playing at 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. Eastern for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years since I found the channel. And I still watch. I don't think that it has to be new content to get people interested in watching stuff. Not that it's bad, but I think people do like things that are comfortable, that they like, and that's why reruns are such a big business. Ask Jerry Seinfeld in his bank account.
Well, isn't that when you, that because you watch Perry Mason and take all your pills you have lined up for the day, right? All the little containers. Okay, here's my Monday 9 a.m. pill. Monday 9:25 pill.
That's okay. And you know what? Make fun of me because I'm still watching Perry Mason. And for all you millennials who are listening, just Google it and find out who Perry Mason was.
Was it Perry Mason, the head coach of Oklahoma?
No, that's
when
not.
Oklahoma hoops, when they went to the Final Four. So, listen, I understand this is difficult doing the show this morning. You need to have oatmeal at some point. No, but I am with you if you want to show me an old game, something I haven't seen. Like, if you can show me in its entirety, give me a Major League Baseball game from 1965. Right. Let me see what the broadcast was like. Let me see what the players looked like. Let me see something I haven't seen. That I'd be in for. That I'd like to see. You know, because I don't know. Just, and it doesn't need to be a big game. Could be just be a random game. Give me a Yankees Orioles game from 1965. Let me see what that looked like. The camera angles that were used. How the broadcast was going. How fast the game moved. You know, give me an NFL game from 1970. You know, give me a college football game from 1963. Let me see the 1964 Cotton Bowl. If you can go back and show me that, and it's something different than I, because seeing that is what I would like to see. What would an old game look like from, you know, 30, 40 years ago? You know, how much does it translate to the game now? How much? Because look, we see highlights all the time. Look, how many times do you have to see the Immaculate Reception? How many times do you have to see, you know, Ghost of the Post or the Forward Fumble or anything else? But give me something like that where I can sink my teeth into it and go, man, I can't believe this is how a game used to be broadcast. That's how fast a game used to go.
What's incredible, too, is the quality when you watch those games and what they look like now. Do you know what I mean? Like the quality, even from the 80s or the 90s, compared to what we're used to watching now and how good it is compared, I think that's always the part. And like the limited graphics and the limited stats, do you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
It was really bare bones.
Like half the screen would be the player's name and their number. You know,
that's it.
12, Joe Namath, Jets quarterback.
It would be unbelievable. And then I even remember in the days of watching Yankee games growing up in New York on Channel 11, and the slow-mo was so slow that the picture was blurred almost.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? I know you're younger than I am. But you couldn't even see, really. Like, would slow it down, and you go, like, what? I still don't see it. Like, what is that? Slow-mo.
You know, I still remember a few years ago when all sports went to HD, and there were still just a couple of channels that didn't have the money, weren't caught up yet, and you would watch, like, a college football or a college basketball game, and you go, boy, the players have streaks running behind them. You know, as they would run because it wasn't broadcast in high def. And this is just, you know, 10 years ago that some stations were still like that.
Yeah, it's definitely changed, but I'm definitely into watching. I'm not, like I said, not glued to watching all these games. So you have no interest in those games. You're just watching new content. You're hip. And, you're just, so it's Hulu and what'd you say? TikTok?
Fancy. Well, all right. TikTok is where you make videos. Hulu is where you can watch shows.
Right.
Streaming shows. Just like Amazon Prime. You know, Fox Sports One is a network that shows sports programming. You're familiar with that, right?
Oh yeah, I used to work there. I'm still waiting to go back there. My goodness.
Twitter at How About a Fresca? Rob at Rob Parker FS1. Ironically enough,
yeah, I know, right?
Hey, coming up, you're not going to believe what some NBA players are doing to pass the time, and it's something that could wind up coming to our television screens pretty soon. All that and more coming up next. Keep it right here. Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan Patrick and the Danettes. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Fox Sports Radio, it is the Dan Patrick Show. Dan and the Danettes, a scheduled week off. They'll be back next week. Jason Smith and Rob Parker in for them today. You and I doing double duty today. You doing your show this afternoon?
I am. 4 to 7 Pacific, 7 to 10 Eastern, The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard. So, yes, you as well?
Yeah, got back in the saddle tonight. I was off last night. Got to get up early today, come in, and then go home, take a nap, and then do the show tonight.
Very nice. Looking forward to it. That's right. You don't want to miss Fox Sports Radio. We are here for you. A lot of things are missing in your daily lives, things that you were used to, accustomed to, are not there. But Fox Sports Radio, we are here, Jason, and trying to keep America entertained and informed.
You know, it's funny because I just got an email from our boss, Don Martin, and he said you were fired. And he said, he's listened to the show, and he, you know, he's always someone who's full of such positivity and says, you know, thanks for broadcasting and everything that we do. And it's funny because I was thinking about this driving into work this morning, is that, you know, I feel a sense of pride that we're able to still do this and we're able to come and still keep people informed on what's going on in the world. And look, you can't just ignore it, but at the same time, it's important to laugh and have fun and get outside the box and talk about certain things. We're really fortunate to be able to do this. And you know, at the beginning, nobody knew where this was going. And I just think that, you know, hey, I'm glad we're going to be able to be here every day to talk about it and go through it. And I feel like, you know, I'm sure you feel the same way. You know, we're in a pretty lucky position to be doing this. And I think this is something that I take a lot of pride in being able to do this.
No doubt about it. I was on the air back in Detroit after 9/11. And I can remember that. And I can remember, do you remember after that, too, when the power grids went out in like Toronto and New York? Do you remember that, Jason? And that was another time where our radio station was one of the few stations in Detroit. 97.1 was the station. It was an FM talk station. And we had our own generator, and we were still up. Most stations were knocked off the air. And, in fact, we didn't have gas back then. Like, the gas was rationed and all that. The station used to come and pick me up from my – because I had run out of gas – pick me up from my apartment. You know, we have no power at the house and everything, but I did the radio show every night. We were on 7 to 11 back then, p.m., but we did the show for people who could get us and wanted to, you know, have somebody to listen to and give them a chance to call in and talk about what we were experiencing. So that stuff is good, and it means a lot to the community.
You know, you said to me a few minutes ago, and you said, what's it like for my daughter, and how is she dealing with this, you know, coronavirus, and how is she? And I tell you what, we're talking about her, telling her, and we're not keeping things from her, but obviously, you know, we're leaving out some of the things about how serious this could be, and it can be. And it got me thinking when I was a kid, and certain things that happened, that when you're a kid, I think you're more resilient. And you're able to get through things because you get told things and it's okay. Now, certainly without knowing what you know, and your imagination can run wild with you, but kids are pretty resilient. And, you know, certain things I remember when I was little that we did that didn't seem out of the realm of being normal, that now I think back and go, oh my God, I can't believe we did that. And, you know, I got to think there's that kind of plays into what's going on now. Like, I remember two things when I was a kid. The first thing I remember the big gas shortage in the 1970s. And it was, you couldn't go get gas every day. You had to have an odd or an even number being the last number on your license plate.
I remember that.
And that was how you would go get gas. And the news would always lead in the morning going, today's an odd number gas day, so go. And the lines were so long to get through. It's back when, you know, everybody pumped themselves, and it was, or sometimes they had people come out and pump for you, but the lines were so long and it was odd or even number on your gas because of the gas shortage. I also remember in second grade doing bomb drill drills where, okay, if you hear this tone from the school, it means get under your desks because something has happened. Because obviously the Cold War raging in the 1980s the way it was. We did that. I mean, we had bomb drills.
I got a better one for you, and that's incredible. But also the energy shortage of the 70s. I was in what we called intermediate school, IS-238, in Queens Village, New York. They didn't call them junior high schools. They were called IS intermediate
schools
from 6 to 8. Right.
Yep.
And we had an energy shortage in the 70s. So they eliminated the eighth class of the day on Tuesdays and Thursdays to save gas. So they sent us home early, a class early, so they could turn the furnaces off. Can you imagine that?
Oh, turn the furnace. Hey, and you just thought, hey, I'm getting done early from school. It's okay, right? I'm getting early time out of school. It's
but
all right.
That's how they went about trying to save energy.
Yeah.
They put us out of school early, 2 days a week.
Wow. Just think if you had gone to school, not had to worry about that, where your career would be.
That's right. I might be a success if I had those days back.
And here's White House Press Secretary Rob Parker to tell you about what's going on.
And that's a job I would not have.
Can anybody believe the Mets lost again? I can't believe it. Rob, we want to talk about the oil prices going down. Oh, look what happened to Syndergaard. He gets hurt. Now there's no. They got to move Lugo up into the rotation. Now there's nobody in the bullpen. Why are you all leaving? Why, this is my press briefing.
Unbelievable. And I might have to drop a Nino Espinosa in there.
Hey, first baseball game I ever went to, he was a starting pitcher.
No, yep. Nino Espinosa.
Yep. The Mets had traded him to the Phillies And the first game I went to was the Mets and the Phillies, and Nino was pitching for the Phillies against the Mets.
Do you remember what number he wore? Now, this is how crazy
39.
39 yeah. is absolutely right. That's
I don't.
That's incredible.
I don't remember much from the game. I remember bits and pieces of it, obviously. But my dad tells me that he spent most of the game trying to tell me why Nino Espinoza wouldn't just let the Mets get hits off him. Because I thought, well, he played there for so long and they're his friends. Why wouldn't he let them get hits? And my dad would say, but he's got to show his new team that, you know, he wants to pitch for them. And I go, yeah, but he's only been with them for like a week or so. He's
exactly.
with the Mets for
Throw
like,
the game.
Why wouldn't he just like let them get hits off him? This is like 7-year-old me trying to figure out Major League Baseball.
That is pretty funny.
Oh,
I can't
boy.
Believe you got number 39. That's
on.
Incredible.
Come on, the Mets are my team. I'm not going to know Nino Espinoza. Come on, 39, Nino. A big story out of the NBA, we kind of hit on a couple of times today, and now we're seeing some different angles on it move around. Jeff Van Gundy, TNT analyst, says he expects the NBA season to be canceled. We're seeing ideas. Darren Revelle talked to us earlier in the show that the NBA, the idea of having players play in bubble cities and be isolated is what's being thrown around right now. And there's all kinds of different ideas that people are having when it comes to, hey, what should we do to restart the NBA season? And we look at the NBA because they were the ones that really, look, America, we are right now because the NBA made that decision to, hey, you know what? Rudy Gobert's positive for coronavirus. No games. We're done. And then what happened the next day? NHL said we're done. MLS said we're done. Major League Baseball said we're postponing. Everything is done. And now we're into self-isolation and social distancing. And really, you know, look, sports took the lead right there, which it normally and usually does when it comes to times of strife in the country. And now there's all these ideas going out here for the NBA into when they could resume, when they could play again. And, you know, I see all these ideas that are thrown out there, but I keep coming back to the same thing, Rob, is that you can try to isolate players and you can try to have them play in certain cities and say, okay, they're going to be in a bubble or they're going to move to NBA to Vegas, which is what, you know, other people are saying. What if we play in Vegas right now? And I just keep coming back to the same thing. It's still going to be a risk, even if you have them isolated, if you're trying to come back soon. I don't see how you can say we're playing someplace that's safe. We're not going to play in front of fans. We're going to play in empty gyms and just have essential personnel there, and this is how it's going to work. I just can't see how that's something that's feasible. And I keep going back to when it's okay to have mass gatherings again. When it's okay for fans to be able to come to games, that's when sports are going to return. That's going to be what's the sign to look for when it's okay for mass gatherings, and that's when sports are going to come back. Because all these other ideas, I mean, I don't know if these are just things that are being thrown out there right now just to see what sticks, but that's what I keep looking at is mass gatherings, that's when sports returns.
Yeah, I think that's the case. I don't see it the other way. I'm not sure. I understand why these leagues are entertaining the idea of not having fans, because it's a quicker way to get back on TV, collect the TV cabbage. You know what I mean? That's why they've even thinking about that. But there's just way too many people involved in the games to be able to make sure that people are going to stay safe. And you don't want to start the league up. Somebody or a couple of guys get sick. Now what? You know what I mean? Now people will say, look, they rushed trying to get back, and now people are sick again, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So that's a big, big thing on the heads of these commissioners is trying to be sensitive enough to do it at the right time.
Joining us now on the hotline, senior NBA insider at Yahoo Sports, a friend of us here at Fox Sports Radio, Chris
Haynes. And a rapper.
Is it? Well, maybe he's going to freestyle for us a little bit. You think he can? Chris Haynes joins us now. You can follow him on Twitter at Chris B. Haynes. All right, Chris, give me about three stanzas of Rob Parker's career. Go.
That's down the drain, down the drain, down the drain. Hip hop. Hey, Chris, you didn't know I was a rapper too. I used to work at Macy's during Christmas time. So I was a rapper as well.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a bona fide rapper.
Remember that scene?
Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it, man. So, hey, first of all, how are you doing with this new way of life the past couple weeks?
Man, you know, I'm trying to adjust, guys. I'm trying to adjust. As you guys know, I'm, you know, I turned into a part-time rapper. So I'm just trying to fill some time, and I still have to work. So, you know, you're still coming up with stories, story concepts and story ideas, and, you know, breaking news occasionally. But, you know, I got a lot more time on my hands, and which is cool. There's some benefits to that, spending more time with the family. But, you know, I haven't been stationed like this, you know, for like probably about 10 years. So it's an adjustment, but it's a necessary adjustment. I think we all trying to get through, and hopefully this pandemic clears away soon.
Hey, Chris, Jeff Van Gundy said he doesn't think the NBA season is going to start up again, that it'll ultimately be canceled. Where are you on that? Do you think it's too soon to make that prediction, or is it leaning that way when you have players who can't practice, who can't work out? You know, if they're sitting idle for 3 months, can you really just start it up again?
I'll say this, Rob. The NBA desperately wants to get this season back in some shape or form. You know, they are planning. You know, they have different scenarios at hand to where if the season will start in June or July. I don't know how late is the latest possible date. You know, if this thing clears up enough to resume play in August, is that too late? I would personally think so, but I haven't heard that per se. But we have heard possible July returns, to which the NBA would do that. And so I think it's a little bit too soon right now because we just don't know how long this is going to continue on. But what we do know is that it hasn't subsided yet. And so that's the fear right there, that, you know, we just really aren't sure, you know, how long this is going to persist. And if that uncertainty continues on, then I definitely can see a scenario to what Jeff Van Gundy is talking about, where the season is ultimately canceled. But I think it's just too soon to make that call right now because we just don't know all the factors.
You know, when I see LeBron say on the Richard Jefferson Road Trip and podcast that, you know, there's no game without the fans, and how am I going to react when I'm going for the loose ball against another player who I know had coronavirus? This makes me think that the return could even be later because, look, as you said, everybody wants to play, and we want to get back to being normal here in the country as soon as possible. But when the owners can say, okay, we can play, let's say, hey, we can play without fans. I think players are going to raise their hand and go, okay, so it's not safe to have fans, but it's safe to have us play where we're actually, you know, in physical contact with each other. I don't know that we're down for that. And I can see when the owners want to return and the media, we're all excited for it, the players go, hey, wait, we don't know that it's really safe for us, and it could be even longer because of that.
No, definitely. That's definitely a factor. You know, just because, you know, a guy, I believe, look, I'm not an expert, you know, on this situation at all, but I would think if you can test positive once, be cleared, I think you could probably catch it again. So with that being said, yeah, I mean, those are valid points by LeBron James. And then also, guys, you know, to the fact that LeBron doesn't, you know, he's really against playing without fans. You know, guys, you guys play sports. You know, momentum swings are a big part of the game, and having home court advantage are a big part of the game, and that's because of the fans. You know, even going back to, you know, when I played college ball, when you guys played your sport at various levels, you kind of stepped it up when your girl came around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you try to show off. And so that's what these players do, you know, every single game, you know, with 20,000 fans, you know, screaming and chanting for them. So I get LeBron's hesitancy to say that, you know, just to say and fully commit to saying that he would play without fans being there. It definitely takes a lot away from the game. But I think if that's the NBA's only way of making sure they can provide the safest platform possible for these guys to continue playing, I think he will go by it then.
The NBA, you said, desperately wants to get the season running back up, obviously for the basketball part, but this is big too financially. They took a major hit with the incident about China already this year, right? Lost a lot of money, and to wipe this season out would be disastrous for the NBA, wouldn't it, financially?
that's the worst case scenario, and that's why they're trying to exhaust all their options. They continue to come up with meetings weekly and planning, strategizing what the safe, best possible way. And you know, you talk about money. Look, they have the partnership, TV broadcast partnership with TNT and with Turner and ESPN. And you know, those Turner and ESPN played a good boatload of money to broadcast these games. And so, you know, it's in the NBA's best interest to have games. But we all know we got to have safety first and foremost. So they're in a big hole. That's why I say canceling the season is the worst case scenario. If there's any way where they can get players on, I don't know, in one city, one place, have them quarantine, if there's any way possible they can do it and get the Players Association to agree, the NBA is going to have a season. But, you know, as of right now, it's just too premature to say which way it's going to go.
Chris Haynes with us here at Fox Sports Radio. Show brought to you by Mercedes-AMG. Be prepared for whatever comes your way in the all-new GT four-door coupe because life is a race. Visit your local dealership for a test drive today. All right, Chris, you have a column right now going up on Yahoo that Kevin Durant, Andre Drummond, Donovan Mitchell, other NBA stars are going to play in a big NBA 2K tournament that's going to be broadcast on some networks. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, sources told me ESPN will broadcast the games. It's a 16-player, players-only NBA 2K tournament. It's going to be the closest thing we have to actually having live games. It's just going to be live video games being played by, you know, likes of Donovan Mitchell, Kevin Durant, DeMarcus Cousins, Andre Drummond. I believe Trae Young might be playing in as well. And so, you know, this is just a one way, as I told you guys about, you know, they have, you know, TV partner obligations. And this is just one way to try to pacify things as of right now, because, you know, everybody's scrambling right now to try to figure this thing out. Everybody's scrambling to try to come up with content. And so this is another way. And I think so far the response has been overwhelming. I'm surprised. I'm not a big video game person. I'm definitely not a video game watcher person. So I was kind of surprised by the positive of praise for that news getting out there. People want to see basketball, whether it's real life or virtual. So that's something to look forward to.
On Twitter, at Chris B. Haynes. That is at Chris B. Haynes, senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports. Check out, he's got the column on the NBA 2K tournament right there on his Twitter page. Again, Chris B. Haynes. Chris, as always, man, appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, Chris, thanks, buddy.
Take care, guys. Yep. No problem, Rob.
All right, if you missed any of our celebrity interviews this week from the Mercedes-AMG Man Cave, just go to the Dan Patrick app where you can watch and listen from inside the Mercedes-AMG Man Cave. Mercedes-AMG, driving performance. Great stuff there from Chris Haynes. Hey, last gasp, last ditch scenarios for the NBA to cancel the season, so they're looking into a lot of things. That's good news. Coming up next, maybe the best good news that we've seen in the past week or so when it comes to sports. But maybe Rob Parker disagrees. Coming up next, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Dan. That's a scheduled week off for them. They'll be back next week. And this, for me, is the best story that we've had in quite a while since the coronavirus has come upon us here in the United States. But maybe Rob Parker disagrees about this being a great story. The NCAA ruled late last night that everybody who played a spring sport is going to get another year of eligibility. This includes baseball, softball, lacrosse, where Syracuse is the number one team in the country. Got to get that in. All the other sports that are out there, track and field, they're all getting an extra year of eligibility. Scholarships are not going to be affected, and teams are going to be able to have bigger rosters next year, and they'll figure things out as far as, you know, what they want to do is, you know, who plays and who doesn't. But everybody gets extra year of eligibility. Everybody's going to get continue to play instead of having their final season cut short. And, Rob, I love this because this is clearly – look, this is the right call that the NCAA needs to make, because you have a lot of kids who aren't going to get a chance to play their final year of sports. And, look, this is something that they've been doing their whole lives. I mean, anybody that's playing at a high level right now in college, no matter what it is, whether it's track and field or lacrosse or baseball or softball, I mean, they've been doing this their entire lives since they were young. They've been playing travel baseball or softball or travel lacrosse, and everything has been every weekend towards getting good and getting a college scholarship and going to play. And now this is the last chance they're going to get. It's their senior year in college, and they had it taken away from them. And I remember all the fun I had my senior year in college without playing sports. And if I had that taken away from me, I'd be a little upset. So I'm glad that these kids are going to get this last chance to go play and to be able to, you know, experience one more year before they get into the real world and work every day and make a living like everybody else, like all of us do.
I get it. I think the NCAA is a nice gesture. I'm not so sure how it's going to work out, how it's going to, if you're a returning senior and they got some new stud players that they gave scholarships to or coming next year. Is there playing time for you? Am I going to give playing time to a senior who's on his way out, or am I going to give it to the new hotshot freshman who's going to be here for the next 4 years? So there's another situation that comes up, and I don't know, maybe I got a job. Yeah, I could stay on campus and do the parties and hang out and play for another semester, and I'm on scholarship, it's not coming out of my pocket, but I got offered a great job. Do I want to wait on this? Or do I want to jump on it, especially since the new world that's going to emerge after this is all over, Jason, there's going to be a lot of questions. Can I spend half a semester, or a semester, I should say, hanging out in college and having a good time, or should I grab a job not knowing when other jobs are going to be around? It's a tough decision to make. If everything was as it was before this, maybe you would have a good idea and it would make sense to go back to school for another semester. After this, I'm not so sure it is.
Well, if you're going to go another year, you're talking about all of this going back in the fall, having one more year, and you are going to try to look for a job this time next year, I think everything will be settled and you will have an idea of what the workforce is going to look like. I mean, now, who knows? Are you going to get a job now? Is anybody going to hire you now? We don't know how long this is going to go. So I don't know that you're really doing a disservice if you say, well, I want to stay in school one more year. And, you know, I look at it as you're going to be working the rest of your life. You get out of college, eventually you find a job and you start working. You're going to work till you're 65 years old. Maybe you get lucky and you're able to retire early. You know, hopefully you can do what you love. But no matter what, you're going to work and work for a long time. So why not do one more year where you don't really have to take a lot of classes and you can go play your spring sport and have a lot of fun and just enjoy the next year? I don't see a downside.
What if there's no playing time for you because other people have gotten scholarships that were coming up?
Well, then you can leave.
I'm just asking. You're going to hang around just to hang around, and I'm not even playing.
Well, then I think you have a conversation with your coach, and this is where the coaches have to do the service to the kids, and they would say, all right, look, here's what I see you next year. You're one of my best returning players. You're going to play a lot. Yes, we have new freshmen coming in. It's a bigger roster, but... Or they say, listen, you may play, you may not. You know, we got this new high recruit who came in that plays your position, and he's really good. He's going to get every chance to win, and you get to make your decision from there. You know, I would hope that that's how the coaches are going to be able to deal with the kids and tell them the truth. But, you know, at least you have the option of that now. You have the option of saying, okay, I want to stay or I can go. It's not just, hey, your season's done. Sorry. You know, sorry, Obi Toppin, you can't win the NCAA championship at Dayton because we're not going to do this for the winter sports.
No, I get that. I get that. But I still think it's a decision that'll have to be made. But it might not work out as easily as it sounds.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1. And what's the name of your new podcast you couldn't remember the name of before? What's it called?
Inside the Parker. Are you kidding? The baseball podcast that just dropped today. So check it out on the Herd Podcast Network.
For Jason, for Rob, I'm Jason. I'll be Jason. You be Rob. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Unlock your engine's full potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, removing up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Rejuvenate your engine's performance and discover unbound capabilities. Fuel up at Shell today and download the Shell app for added benefits. Plus, with the Fuel Rewards app, start saving on every fill-up. As a Platinum member, enjoy 10 cents off per gallon daily. Just 6 fill-ups with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus can elevate you to a Platinum status. Fuel up at Shell and unleash your engine's true power with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.